This is Satanarchy, episode 96, for March 16th, 2011.
Too soon?
No!
What?
You just cut it off right there?
Just double shot in it. Wrongly.
I don't
fucking understand. Shit wasn't right. Satanic episode 96. Oh, dude. Getting close, man. Close to a bill.
To 100.
Close to 1,000 shows.
That's more than I've done anything in my life.
Episode 96, Satanarchy. Welcome, countypipe.com. Welcome, everybody else, to the show. You've done fucked up now. You're listening to Satanarchy. Anyway, big show for you tonight. We have the caper of the chomped headphones. We have... we have Nightbutt Fairy Hawk getting his hair cut by a virgin. We'll explain later. We also have Karate Hijinks up around in Barnum's house.
Oh, Karate Hijinks.
Maybe we won't go into that.
No, we can, because I don't remember a lot of it. All I know is that I was on the top of the steps, and I was taller when it happened. That's what I remember.
Did you jump off the top of the steps?
No, I did not go kung fu, but I did step forward.
Satanarchy is a live weekly call-in podcast done every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Central on ComedyPipe.com. ComedyPipe.com. And if you appreciate this show or anything in Comedy Pipe's arsenal of comedic stilettos up in your eyeballs, if you appreciate that feeling, go to ComedyPipe.com and donate whatever you feel like it. Minimum $500 billion. Thank you.
Please. I'm thinking more like a nickel. Come on, drop
you
a nickel.
I think you actually have to do at least $1.
Man, okay, if they do a dollar...
PayPal don't deal in change.
Well, when they come here, I'll give them a piece of a hamburger.
And a piece of your mind.
About tree fitted.
My tree fitted.
Tree fitted.
I ain't giving a tree 50 for a quarter of a nickel.
Goddamn Loch Ness monster.
You see over here, right here, this is a swampland, but there ain't no water. It's because the water got dried up.
What?
Yeah, got dried up.
What?
Dried up.
What?
Did you hear me the first time,
what?
Woman? No, I'm telling you, it's dried up.
Dirty Asians underneath the kneecaps.
Ain't no Vaseline gonna be able to cure that.
Ew. Man, it snowed again. I was pissed.
Oh, man. I was, too. And I couldn't take it no more. I just did not go to work.
I can't take any more goddamn winter. On a brighter note.
I woke up the next morning.
On a brighter note.
Yeah.
Nate Dogg.
You're bright? Nate Dogg died.
Yeah,
dude, that's fucked up, man.
Oh, you're gonna be the Gilbert Godfrey of fucking.
You say on a brighter
Nate Dogg dying.
Why?
You didn't like
fucking Regulators.
He's in the fucking East Side.
You didn't sing that song in Spinning Wheels. you didn't go around like you didn't sing that song and all that and make you happy at all. You didn't think you were an OG back then before you were a Satanist.
I think I was more. I don't know, man. I didn't go to Spinning Wheels. I went to Aloha, and I think it was more like
right off the bat.
Snow and Informer.
Informer. God, even I had more taste than that back then.
Well, no, yeah. I mean, I didn't put the 50 cents up for the song. it just played.
Were you gonna you're gonna say that Snow.
I didn't say that was better.
Are you saying it's comparable to Nate Dogg?
No, not at all.
Okay, so what is this? What you're talking about? Don't make me break out the newspaper.
You were stating that I skated to Warren G, and I don't believe that I ever skated to Warren G.
If you have ever skated in St. Louis, you've probably skated to Warren G. I don't care.
They play the song a lot.
Yeah.
He apparently had a big fat stroke in 07. That fucked him up and paralyzed
him. Yeah.
So he died.
They didn't say this morning. That's the last thing I read about it.
That sucks, man.
It's kind of hard to rap when you're drooling.
Oh.
Move this man.
Jesus Christ.
You are the Gilbert Godfrey of Nate Dogg's death. You're comparable.
So I'm sitting here. I'm sitting next to Brian here. And I'm just wondering where I'm gonna get my fucking. Next stuff, here you go. Here you go, right here. He's the guy who writes all my stuff.
You dick!
So, you know, Gilbert Godfrey got fired from Aflac.
Yeah.
But Gilbert Gottfried has always been the most offensive comic. He just says shit just because it's offensive, and he doesn't give a fuck.
Give this an example.
An example. I'm gonna try to do Gilbert Gottfried. Wait a minute.
Japan is much more advanced than we are. They don't go to the beach. The beach comes to them. Oh!
That's what he said?
That's what he said.
Yep. And he tweeted it.
And he took it down after he got fired. It's like, well, too late, dude.
Yeah, I don't know why they're so pissed off and need all this help. They got fucking robots.
You know what?
He broke the comedian code.
No, he did not.
No, not the comedian code, but he hit it way too fast. Way too soon.
Too soon.
There has to be this little filtration device where, like, the government gets to go and tell all what it needs to be said and what's going on.
But see, that's the thing. Everybody's all upset over this.
Wait a minute.
Japan doesn't even need the government. Like,
wait a minute.
They have Honda and Toyota that builds robots.
Wait a minute. Do you know why the real reason he got fired? 50% of Affleck's business is in Japan.
Oh.
Yeah. That's why.
Who's going to come into the Affleck?
Dude. Lord.
I'm sorry.
Hey. What? I'm trying to tweet here.
I mean, look.
I'll say it again. They got fucking robots.
Hey, you gotta give. You know, I mean, Japan right now is going through some shit. I mean, you gotta get serious about one thing.
Yeah.
You know,
nuclear reactors are exploding.
We give that shit, man. That's crazy.
That's bad.
We're being completely serious.
All support to Japan right now.
Joking right now.
They finally just got the fucking shit cleaned up after we dropped the bomb on them, and now they're like,
oh fuck!
Now
you are fucking out of control.
Move this man.
Now we have to clean it all up again.
Well, there goes a lot of the listeners that we have.
The views expressed by Nightbug Jerry Hawk are not necessarily those of Satanarchy.
I never thought we'd have to have that.
On this show, you have broken the rules. You fucking offended us.
You're a fucking dick, dude.
Talk about fucking puppies, and you now we're offended.
Dude, okay, for real.
What wide world of sports is going on here?
You dick. Oh, look. Uh-oh. There's the fucking Japanese right
here. Here comes the Polynesian.
Oh, my God.
Here comes the Polynesian up in the hizzy. I don't know.
El Salvadorian. Oh, man. No, we just went on this big racist rant over here by
white fuck. Not, but Fairy Hawk, you know, big racist rant against
Pegahawk. I didn't say anything fucking racist. Yeah.
No, he didn't say anything racist. Just offensive to all humanity.
That's like, majority of my heritage is German, and that would be like me calling myself a fucking kraut. That's racist.
Oh, yeah, that's racist.
Because who the fuck cares about a kraut?
Call me a kraut day and night.
All I'm doing is poking fun at other people's misfortune.
You laugh at those more misfortunate than
you? Yeah.
I am.
It's like
German.
When I'm walking down the street and I see some guy, some fucking bum, holding up a sign that says, you know, give me a dollar, God bless. I'm like, well, apparently he's not fucking blessing you.
We have now a Satanarchy complaint line. It is 314-292-9159. If you want to call and complain about Nightbutt Fairy Hawk's patently horrific statement, 314-292-9159. We will
take your
call.
And back to the fucking
drill
bums.
His ass into the ground. You know, I mean, for real. Just like the old miners.
It's like
the miners. You know, just drill his ass into the
ground. Back to people's misfortune and talking about bums. I don't know if you guys ever watched fucking David.
Let's
Blaine.
Talk about you fucking
but
jobless
rather,
bum.
Rather than fucking call on God to fill up your fucking change cup, call David Blaine. I seen that guy turn a cup of coffee into fucking nickels.
Nickels! Not gold coins, but nickels!
Exactly.
Yeah, try buying some bread and some vegetables with a bunch of nickels. It sucks.
Dude, it had to have been every bit of $10 worth of nickels.
That sucks. I mean, you gotta go to Coinstar.
It wasn't just like a regular cup of coffee. It was like one of those 7-Eleven kidney busters.
Ooh.
$40 worth of nickels and you get $12 back. That's bullshit.
Goddamn bank. What the fuck? We were talking about the $2 bill the other night, weren't we?
Yeah.
We were all talking about, man.
You were like, no, they don't make them no more. I was like, yes, they
do. And they did. I looked it up. They do.
There's this circulation going on.
It's just every so many,
thousands
of whatever.
No, that's... that's what got us talking about. We saw the same commercial. Yeah. Motherfuckers painting on a $2 bill and selling them for $10 a piece.
Somebody's sitting there with a Prisma and they're fucking
my back
still.
Somebody said there were some magic markers. $10.
It's what it is. Is like, okay, there's a guy that like sits there and watches this area. He's like a security guard and he's bored. And he has markers, a TV, and some $2 bills. And he just started drawing on it one day. He's like, dude, I got a concept.
Yeah.
Take it.
Art money.
Yeah.
No, this isn't art. This is like cheap, like stamp, like $3 stamp you get at the fucking office store or whatever.
Okay, speaking about art and speaking about stamps.
And speaking about flights.
Fucking Atomic Cowboy. I don't know what Saturday is. Should I look it up real fast? Or actually, I'll try to.
Was it?
It's Atomic Cowboy. It's a print festival. It's on a Saturday.
Ooh, Barnum's into that because he's a printer.
I mean, that's what we do.
We print the world. I don't print nothing.
The printing is so cool.
There are white folks, and then there are ignorant motherfuckers like you.
Why? Because I know more about printing than you do?
He's a jackass.
Yeah, I'm this jackass.
Shit's getting way too complicated for me.
Oh, because you don't understand about screen printing?
Well, my bitch nigga. Buy your own damn fry.
What?
Wait, my Wait. Bitch nigga. Buy your own
what?
Damn fry.
What'd you say? What?
Pimping.
I'm pissed off right now. Obama don't like the fact that I screen print. That just hurt my feelings.
Ow!
America.
Fuck yeah. Gonna save the motherfucking day.
He must
yeah.
be a 54D.
Wait.
D.
Whoa, wait a minute. That's wrong one.
Obama.
Obama is a long leg Mac Daddy.
You damn right. Fuck you, teabag motherfucker.
Yeah, you smell that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you smell that? Remember how you bit that?
Bartum's dog ate his headphone cord.
Yeah, remember how you bit
chopped
that?
It in half.
No. No, you bit that. It's wrong. No, it's bad.
Here's what dogs. Is that food? Is that food?
Yeah.
Is that food? Is that
so
food?
I go to put it on my headphones. I plug them all in.
He plugs it in and then puts the headphones on. And he looks down.
There's the end of the cord. I'm like, motherfucker, man.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to see if I can take it back to Guitar Center.
I don't think they have pet warranties.
Maybe I'll go get a down payment on a bass guitar. But I don't have money for that. Okay, so who wants to go and call in and help Satan's Anarchy stay afloat?
Yes.
Help me get a bass guitar so we can rock your world.
Fuck Japan. Donate to Bartum.
Yeah.
He's more needy than the thousands of dead people's families.
Hey, I like to say it'd be better for everybody to go to 1% instead of everybody going to 1. No, that just sucks. That was completely backwards.
This is the worst nuclear catastrophe since Chernobyl. But fuck them.
Did you say nuketin and fat?
Nuketin. Nuclear is hard to say. All announcer style. Nuclear. Let's see, I can say if I pause.
Nuketin.
I say worse than Bush. I say worse than Bush did. Bush was like nuclear.
Nuclear. Well, I'm going back to California on my ranch or Texas. You know,
I'm gonna go and run and play with the armadillos.
I'm just saying. I want to run this right. Want to make sure everybody calls.
Yeah, I like the way Bush Senior talks better though.
Well.
He's more along the lines of like
1,000 points of light. Scott over here, Patriot over here, boom boom, fireworks over Baghdad.
You know,
periodic table.
He has better. He has like better shit than like the evildoers. You know,
we will fight the evildoers and boom boom in my pants.
It's like this guy's getting all his fucking information from Ted Haggard and
not a
the guy that writes Spider-Man.
Yeah. What? The guy who writes Stan Lee?
Yeah, Stan Lee.
Ted Haggard and Stan Lee. That's where he gets his info from.
Yep.
Oh, no.
What?
When he was reading My Pet Goat, there was actually a copy of Spider-Man episode 32 tucked in its pages.
What?
Okay, who'd you get that off?
That is the real 9/11 conspiracy.
Someone wanted to see Spider-Man. Yeah.
Their buildings weren't brought down on purpose. It was a copy of Spider-Man.
See how Spider-Man's swinging off these buildings right here? Not no more.
We need to tie 9/11 into the earthquake somehow, because then we will piss everyone in the world off.
Hey.
No.
What you really need to do now is play that song that's raining
scroll
men.
Up. Make sure that we still have all the people that are listening. Oh, that's all it?
No.
I was about to say, because then we dramatically lost.
We're looking at
right here. We're down on a scale. Fucking mom. We're trying to play, Battleship, and we just can't do it right now.
That's the 9/11 theme song, though.
Battleship?
Battleship?
No.
What?
We should play Battleship.
Man. Hallelujah. It's rain.
Oh.
I'm on a fucking rant right
You're
now.
You're on a fucking boo rant. Boo fiend.
I'm so glad that I've been doing this show for this long. And yeah, I've had my boo points.
Yeah.
But it's nowhere near the fact that
you know what, though? On these little...
This is the worst thing Barn ever said.
Dirty Asians underneath the kneecaps.
On my spiels though, like that, I think I'm willing to take the criticism and the booze.
What are you gonna go to church and reflect?
The statement is made on.
He's gonna walk in. He's like.
Yeah, he burst into flames.
You put me in with church, and I just had a brain fart.
And then you had a real fart out of your asshole.
And all Satan.
Nightbot Fairyhawk farts in church. My dad used to know this crazy guy, Bruce, fucking acid head. He was an article in Riverfront Times. He lives right down the street. But he used to draw all these fucking silly cartoons. He drew one. The devil picks his nose on Sunday. It was the devil walking by a church on a hill with his finger on his nose, like, ah.
I miss old cartoons like that.
Oh, that guy was nuts.
The devil picks his nose on Sunday.
Dun, dun, dun. When I was a kid, I went to go see Green Jelly. You know,
Huff
and a Puff. I saw him there. He was like 52 years old then.
Dude, hold on. I gotta find this shit out real fast.
Bruce, loose goose.
Hold on, this is my page.
10,000 hits of acid at least.
We're
That's
going
a whole
through
lot of acid.
Yeah.
I had my buddy come over last night, the drummer. You know.
Yeah.
And we were talking about some weird bands. We were talking about the Locusts and shit like that. And then he put up this band.
The Robot Deal.
Yeah.
Dude, that shit's crazy.
That dude organizes all those robots, and he's the only living being in the band.
What was that, robot band?
Yeah, there's like a robot drummer, guitarist, horn players.
And he's like metal, but weird, because he has a whole other fucking thing.
He's like standing out there with a gas mask.
Well, if you can find the link, we'll play it after this next song coming up. It's about time for a song.
Yeah.
We'll come out with some fucked up news.
As we always do.
I got some good ones tonight. I got a local story.
My hemorrhoids, they're burning so hard.
We'll tell you that story next, but I have a local story that is priceless. Local as in my town, priceless. What should we play, sir? Do you remember what you drug over last week? Into the song bin?
You got Through the Eyes of the Dead?
No.
That's one that's way didn't get
it. What?
You got death. Put some death on.
Death. Death.
How about Jealousy? I like Jealousy. I don't like Jealousy, but I like the song that is called Jealousy by Death. Be right back, kids. The band called Death, yes. One of the first death metal bands.
Yeah, it's fucking killer.
It's kind of appropriate.
Kind of kill. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Perfect. Yeah.
And that was Death with Jealousy. Thank you. Barham's taking a pass. In the background.
His hemorrhoids hurt, too.
His hemorrhoids hurt. Oh, we got to tell you. Fucking Smelter calls. Like, oosh. Like he always does every night, every Wednesday night. That's annoying as hell.
I'm not going to just
show on
up.
Tonight. Like, I would not tell you in fucking 12 o'clock in the afternoon. That
I call to say that I'm coming over because I wouldn't just show up unannounced.
Well, I mean, we've all been
if you showed
so
up,
long.
I wouldn't be shocked.
Just showed up.
But anyway, calls, Barnum answers. Barnum says,
what?
Hold on, let me.
Oh.
I actually have it on. So he starts going, dude, you got to help me. Dude.
I have no gas.
What? I have no gas, man. You got to help me, dude.
I have no gas. My plates are expired. But if you really need to go, I'll take you, is what I said.
Here, listen.
Dude. Look, I've never asked nobody, dude. This is something crazy. Dude, my asshole got popped blood on the fucking side of the toilet. Yeah, dude, I gotta go, dude. I gotta go now.
Take me to the hospital.
Alright. Man, please, come on. This is like I'm scared.
I'm dude, scared. Come on, let's go. It hurts when I sit on my bike.
Thanks for warning me, so I couldn't get the whole thing.
I didn't think about it when I was doing it.
For the moment.
Just to recap, Barnum just told Smeltzer that he has a powerfully bleeding hemorrhoid. He needs to go to the hospital immediately.
Yeah. This is for the moment, April Fool's moment in the fucking middle of March.
That's how we do it. That's how we do it.
I didn't think it was. I didn't really think it was that funny.
Yeah, you weren't there.
I thought it was really funny, especially the way you were talking. Okay.
You were deathly serious. Oh, okay,
yeah,
dude.
Well, I mean, like, if a friend tells you he needs to go to the hospital, then of course.
But he went over the top.
I told you I had a really bad
All he had to say was, dude, I have a problem. Can you take me to the hospital?
It would have been like, hey, for real, over here now. Got him over here faster than the other weeks.
Yeah, that's about the only support I fucking give out.
We just gotta call him.
If you're looking
for
clean water, food, and anything else, then fuck off.
But if he's bleeding from the asshole, I'm there for you, buddy.
Yeah. And of course, I gotta examine that shit to see if it's real.
Bend over and spread them. I don't believe you.
The fifth one of the night. And now so for some fucked up news via Gizmodo. Why it's on here, I don't know. Oh, it's because a guy got arrested for using an app to pretend to be the police. Your smartphone? It can do a lot of things with... You can do a lot of things with apps, like March Madness games or listen to Pandora, or even flash blue and red lights that mimic police lights. Alexander Welsh, a 20-year-old Boise kid, used the snazzy police lights app to prank to get a car to pull over. Once the car pulled over, Welsh drove away. Solid prank pretending to be an officer. Well, that not so much. The driver of the other car notified the police about Welsh, and the police tracked him down, found the said app, and flashed police lights and promptly arrested him for impersonating an officer. Wow. He actually used a fucking police light app on his phone. How stupid are you if you fucking some little tiny lights?
Just little tiny lights.
Yeah.
You would have to search for
what
that.
Would have been even better
You'd
is
have
if
be
you
like
would have
hunting your back when your fucking rearview mirror going, oh, look, I see something that kind of, you know.
What would have been even better is if he would have used the police light app and then as he should have walked up to the car, and as he was walking up to the car, switched it over to the scanner, police scanner app.
Said,
so while he's walking up, it's like,
Nightbug's got this planned out already.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
If you're gonna prank somebody, do it hardcore the way Barnum did to me.
That wasn't hardcore. Well, it was hardcore, but that wasn't he didn't have to do much but just tell you some lies.
Yeah. And you believed it. You said, ooh, bloody butthole, I'll be right there.
Well, no, it was the fact that he kept saying he needed to go to the hospital.
It's also funny. He's like, I don't think that was very funny at all.
I mean, it was funny. It was funny.
Come on, dude, that wasn't technically that funny.
Hey, it was as good as the ones that I did before.
We were going to fucking, until I realized my truck is parked outside, we were going to fucking set up my camera and watch you walk in going, Barney, Barney, what's wrong?
Yeah, I think I was gonna.
I wasn't gonna do that though because I knew.
No, he was gonna get the fucking Halloween blood out.
Yeah, I put it on the back of my pants, and then like get you to walk outside, and then hold on. I'd be like, hold on, I didn't set the alarm.
I already had a plan on my way over here that I was gonna bring my stuff in.
But what if it was really true?
And then when they came in and set my stuff in, I'd have been like, all right, let's go to the hospital.
And he had a prolapsed asshole.
I would have just taken him to the asshole or the asshole.
Oh, what? What?
I would have taken him to the asshole doctor.
The asshole doctor.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
I would take him to the poor lapsed asshole doctor. Yeah. No, by the 7-Eleven.
What's that commercial that plays?
He has a fucking asshole that's coming out of itself.
It looks like an elephant trunk.
No, what's that fucking commercial that plays on in this area? It's like
why is it gotta be
for
this
the
area?
Hemorrhoid Treatment Center or something like that.
No, have you seen the commercial? The same time we saw the commercial for the Magic Marker $2 bill, the very next commercial was fucking colon blow.
Yeah, colon blow.
Colon flow.
Colon
flow. It was just like a generic white pill box with just black letters, like generic shit you used to get to Schnook. Colon flow.
We've just now introduced this to your neighborhood.
And
colon flow.
Chef Boyardee is here.
Aries. And if you act now within the next 10 minutes, because you know we can't do this all day, we'll give you a free fanny pack to carry around your colon blow.
Colon blow. Colon blow. Keep it right next to the source. Oh. Be ready to shove it up your ass at any point in time. Uh-oh.
Missy.
Oh, damn, son.
Melissa.
Oh.
Can we give me a beat, man?
Somebody's getting lazy.
Somebody's getting lazy.
All right. So, here's the super story of the night.
What is the stupid story?
Here's the fuck.
Besides the fact of fucking douchebag over here ripping on Japan, you fucking asshole.
And 9/11. Don't forget that one.
You prolapsed asshole.
Hack and Lindsay, you're over there, and there's a lot of people there.
You're lucky
us.
There's no such thing as karma. Thank you, dear.
Dick.
No, there is.
No, there's not.
You're going to lose your hair in 4 weeks. It's cool.
Be bald in a week.
There's no such thing as karma.
And then your eyes are going to start slanting, and you don't even get high.
You're going to be bald Asian.
And then you're going to start wrinkling up.
I start talking like this.
And you start living in a swimming pool.
Now, that's a high-quality toupee.
Oh. Here is the fucker to sum up this news of the night. Woman missing for weeks is found okay in Overland. Now, the funny thing is, this actually ends in a
good story?
Yeah, good and a happy ending.
Because of all the shit that's been happening.
I like happy endings.
No, but don't be all.
Hey, all I got to say is that them motherfuckers out there that did that to them people, them young kids, I say shoot them in the fucking face.
What just, are you talking about?
No. Just listen to this name. Listen. A St. Louis woman missing for 2 weeks was found alive Monday at a home in Overland, where I live. Police told her, police and her family said, Nanette Ray Fail, F-A-I-L, 42, was last seen February 28th in the Barnes Jewish Hospital emergency room where she sought treatment for depression and suicidal thoughts. Her family said, Fail. You think about I what if your name was Fail? Would you want to kill yourself? What's your name? Fail. Fail disappeared after leaving the hospital, and her family could not find her or reach her by phone. Thank you. Fail was located after Overland police responded to a call at a home where Fail was staying.
And for her to get. Wait, she got pulled over. And
Fail was
Overland?
Located after Overland police responded to a call at a home where Fail was staying. Listen, Overland Police Chief Michael Laws, L-A-W-S.
Okay, I can tell this whole family. Her daddy said, was a fucking tree trimmer or a fucking tree cutter downer.
Fail.
And it was. And when you fail a log in the. Is that right? You're going to.
Because you got a past tense.
You can just say, bam.
It ain't going to fall.
Yeah.
Her daddy was a tree trimmer, dude. And it fell, and so it's fail. It's a girl. It's a girl's name.
It fell on her head, and that's why she wanted to kill herself.
Shit.
Overland Police Chief Michael Laws said Fail was taken to the police station and her status as a missing person out of the city was confirmed. Fail's sister picked her up at the station. It's the most about Fail versus Laws.
This is not a joke. Fails against Laws.
Amazing. So, do you want to play... let's see if this... Oh, yeah, that's what that noise was, the songs. Here, look, what? Captured by Robots. You were talking about these guys.
Oh, yeah.
Who, explain, Barnum.
Okay, so we're sitting here and join a new band. We're going to go jump around, start playing around and shit. The drummer, I introduced him to Locust. And then
Locust
introduced us to one guy that controls a bunch of robots. For a whole band.
It's a robot band.
So yeah. It's one single person and all robots. And
it's like a robot drummer, robot bassist.
Horns. Like fucking nuts.
Yeah, and then like the one guy that does it all,
he just
plays guitar and sings.
Right, so he'd have to be really good at keeping it at a tick point in his head. Tick, tick, tick. Metronome right in his head the whole time. Because, or just... relax on some songs and fucking, but he just has to basically learn the whole CD,
right?
You know, but yeah, crazy. I didn't know what else to show him. I show him like Remembering Never, you know, and like Norma Jean and shit. And he was like, I was like Locust, and then he was like this, and I was like, oh god,
you should have just threw a little fucking drinking out of cups.
Yeah.
The fucking lighthouse shit? Seahorses, see him?
Oh, no. I thought you were talking about Two Cups.
Oh, no. Dude, I watched like 5 seconds of that shit and threw up in my mouth.
Oh, Two Girls, One Cup?
Yeah.
That's
what I thought he was talking about.
Everybody's seen that. Have you?
I'll,
you don't want to see it. Don't ever look at it. Don't even try to look at it.
I will tell you, though, I have sat there and watched Cake Farts.
Oh, Cake Farts.
I've seen that. That was funny.
It's a hot chick farting on cake.
She farted on cake the whole time.
Cake farts.
She had one. Didn't have one with powdered sugar. She farted about it. So
she did. He's thinking of Jackass too.
She did like a raw meatloaf.
Yeah, I remember that.
Like meatloaf farts.
Oh god.
You know what? I've been listening to the radio station that we listen to here in where we're at, you know?
Yeah.
And they've actually done a couple of things that we've done.
What do you mean?
Like,
My beard is gone.
No, it's your stuff. House.
Is it my house?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because we did the neti pot here.
Yeah, I videotaped Barnum using fucking neti pot on his nose and snotting out the other end.
There was some other shit. There was some other shit, but it was just like, damn, dude. Yeah. I want to do that right now.
Feed your face.
Feed my face.
Oh, well. Yeah, but I vote Slayer.
I'm down.
Yeah, I'm down.
I vote, that's a good one. Spirits in Black by Slayer.
I thought we were going to play the fucking Robot Time.
It didn't download. I don't know why it said it did, but then it was gone.
That's cool. Everybody can touch the nuts.
It's called Captured by Robots. Whatever. This is Slayer. Spirits.
Show your flesh eating.
was Slayer with what was it?
They want to touch my
Spirit
notes.
In Black.
It was They Want to Touch My Notes. I'm just
Anna, your pocket is glowing.
That doesn't have anything to do with.
Anyway, we're talking with our friend Melissa
here. She must
have
been over in Japan if her pocket's glowing.
Oh my God. Number seven.
Move this man.
Yeah, I think you've demonstrated yourself to a number now.
I already know what the name of the show is going to be. Too Early?
Yeah.
Yeah, Too Early.
It's not too early.
Yes, it is Too Early.
It's already played out. It's all over the fucking news.
Played out. Yeah, it's played out just like everything else in the world. It's
so
like Paris Hilton.
Karma, dude.
It's just like Paris Hilton farted. That like it's played out like that, dude. I never heard about
it for
like
2 days.
You've seen the
devastation. You've been sitting in your house on government fucking money for fucking
how
long?
No, I have not.
What? You're not on fucking...
You're on the dole.
I'm not on anything.
You're not on anything.
No.
You don't make
I have not been for 2 months now.
He just steals pocketbooks from old ladies' purses.
Yeah,
I do.
Not even an old lady
pocketbook. Hey, my mom's an old lady. No, dude, listen
to
this
shit.
You want
this toy? Let me go to my pocket.
Hey, boy.
Your mama's not an old lady.
My grandson.
She's a silver fox. Check this out. I went and saw my mom the last Saturday. Her and her old man got one of the fold-out campers. Nice, two level ones. And guess what? Who's going to fire with one of these days? Pimp.
Let me guess.
Man. Wait.
Abraham
wait
Lincoln.
I find out, dude.
We're going camping.
Pimping.
Oh, this shit is pimp as shit.
I want to get my fucking parents one.
Dude, I saw like, what, the Airstream, the big silver ones?
Yeah.
Fucking.
You know what I
like
want?
Like a house.
I want the teardrop.
The Airstream.
No,
yeah.
Teardrop camper.
Well,
it's something you hook on the back of your car.
Yeah.
It's big enough for a queen size bed, big enough for two people.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
And then whenever
about.
You fucking fold down the back of it, you know, there's a stove.
Yeah.
You go piss out in the woods, you go dig your hole for your woman for the bucket, you're good.
No, my mom actually got one of those little porta potties. One of those little square things with a pump on the side.
Nice. Then you don't get no bucket. Fuck it.
It's crazy how those. It's crazy how those things fold inside, fold it together. It's all.
Hey,
latch this, undo that.
What about the fucking the Peabody thing that fucking what's her name told me about?
The Peabody.
It's like a yellow folder. You can cup it up underneath there and pee in the stream.
Yeah.
No.
You ever seen the female urinal?
Just hold the front up, right?
No, it's spray like a thing. Name. It's an arm that comes out and goes underneath you. Yeah.
Ladies, are you tired of having to pee in the woods and leaving all that mess around so the deer can't get to smell you?
We can't hear you, Melissa. Melissa, we can't hear you.
And okay, so how are you going to, like, be up in a tree stand, which is very uncomfortable anyways. Like, there's enough room for your ass and your gun, and that's about it. So you're going to take this weird contraption and actually try to, like, take your coveralls off, number one. Fall out of the tree, there you go, land on your head. Gun goes off, and you probably shoot your cousin.
And they find you at the bottom of the tree, crushed up, with your pants around your ankles, covered in piss.
That could just end up really, really bad. And if you're like any of my family, you're still drunk when you go out at 4 o'clock in the morning to get in your tree stand. So,
now. Lord.
If I ever go camping, man, I'll tell you what. I think I'm going to take that tube, I'm going to put it in the ground, and I'm going to have a funnel up the top.
Pimping.
I just have a big old thing where it just traps all the pee and disperses it through the ground. You want to be able to fucking smell anything. Drill a hole, catch it in a tank. Yeah. If you're going to be up there more than once a year.
Mm-hmm.
Who the hell wants to carry back a peed-up Gatorade bottle?
Remember, if you want to hear a podcast about pissing in the woods, we're available on iTunes, Twitter, MySpace, and Facebook. The show is everywhere. It publishes all over the place. Listen to bitches talk about peeing in the woods like Sarah Palin. Remember,
I'm
kids.
I'm from Canada, yay.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, it's pretty.
I don't know what to think about that.
Oh, we got a caller.
Oh shit! That just broke the fucking ties. How old are you?
Caller, you're on the air. How big are your tits?
Hello, caller. You guys want some pizza?
Uh-oh. Yes.
And I totally bite your butt.
Come on over.
I'm on my way, y'all.
You, see, right. You hear that shit? You hear that shit? Fucking other people other than St. Louis? No. I don't think you understand.
I just play this.
I'm Irish. And I just yell like an Italian. That's fucked up. She got the pizza.
I think Renee has rock and roll flowing through her veins tonight.
Yes. Oh, you
Tiger
think?
Blood and Adonis DNA.
I'd rather have Ozzy Osbourne.
Dude, okay, we gotta play that game.
What?
We gotta find the game to where it's either Charlie Sheen or the dude that runs Libya.
Oh, Sheen versus
Okay, this is definitely like 2 weeks ago. But man, I really want to play this game because this game is funny. Dude.
Oh man.
Because they had that and some other reporter guy that was like old.
Okay, I'm just like Googling shit. I don't know if this is the actual game.
It's like questionnaire. What the fuck is his name? Fucking cool.
Gaddafi.
Gaddafi, yeah. That motherfucker's been in office for so long, dude.
been in office.
His fucking,
he's all been in office. Yeah. He's all not just a fucking dictator.
Yeah, his eyes underneath them bags underneath his eyes need bras.
Yeah, I know.
Gaddafi bra for when your eye, well, your under eyelids.
He's got luggage. He's cheeks. Got luggage underneath his eyes.
They're Gucci though.
Well, that is true. This is true.
He's when like, I'm Gaddafi. I need Gucci tattooed on my eye, but on my under eye.
Okay. First one.
Okay, look, everybody got to turn their head.
This is.
Who is it?
You may have heard this before, but guess what? We just got this up. Is it Muammar Gaddafi or Charlie Sheen who said, number one, I have defeated the earthworm with my words? Imagine what I would have done. With my fire-breathing fists. Was it Sheen or Gaddafi?
Sheen.
You say Sheen?
I'm saying Sheen.
Sheen? Okay. Number two. Your face will melt off and your children will weep over your exploded body. Bobby.
A bobby pin.
Your face will melt off and your children will weep over your exploded body. Charlie Sheen or Muammar Gaddafi?
Gaddafi.
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 Wow, this is kind of like
it'll
easy
explode
now.
All over your bobby.
God Bobber? Damn it, I sell propane.
Bobby, I have a neural urethra. Number four, I'm extremely old fashioned. I'm a nobleman, a chivalrous person.
Gaddafi.
I say Sheen.
I say Sheen.
Sheen?
Okay. Well,
Anna?
I get overridden.
Gaddafi or Sheen?
Fucking recap.
Number five. I am like the Queen of England. Gaddafi?
I'm going to go Gaddafi, yeah.
Okay. Gaddafi.
He likes to have all those women.
Number six. I am much bigger than any rank. For those who are talking about rank, I am a fighter.
Sheen.
You say Gaddafi? I gotta say Gaddafi. Number seven, every great moment begins with one man. That's pretty generic, though. You say Sheen, Anna?
Gaddafi.
I say Sheen also.
Gaddafi.
Let's get hands up for Gaddafis and hands up for Sheens.
I say Sheen.
I need a Kasheen.
Kasheen. Kasheen Gaddafi. Number nine.
Kasheen Gaddafi.
Number nine. I woke up at 4 a.m. before dawn. You should be asleep. You're all tired after the sleepless night.
Sheen.
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 It was
number 10. The U.S. Commission report on 9/11 was an absolute fairy tale, a complete work of fiction.
Gaddafi.
I say Sheen. The U.S. Commission report on 9/11 was an absolute fairy tale, a complete work of fiction.
Gaddafi.
Gaddafi. I see Sheen. You say Gaddafi.
Gaddafi.
Melissa, you have to. I say Sheen. We got 2-1. Gaddafi.
Because Sheen was not. He wasn't caring about 9/11.
That you're actually completely wrong about that. He is a gigantic truther.
Really?
I actually know that answer. We scored 6 out of a possible 10.
So Sheen is part of FAG, well, the Film Actors Guild.
From wait for it,
Team America.
Wait for it.
Yeah, we got booed. We all got booed.
That was just because that was because it was offensive. Hey, it was just not funny.
That was the first time we all was that towards all of us.
Number one, I have defeated the earthworm. In my words, I have defeated this earthworm with my words. Imagine what I could have done with my fire-breathing fist. That was Charlie Sheen. We got that right. Number two, we got wrong. Your face will melt off and your children will weep over your exploded body. That was Charlie Sheen. Number three, we got wrong. Life without dignity is worthless. That was Gaddafi, not Sheen. You got four right. I'm an extremely old-fashioned person. I am a nobleman. I am chivalrous. That was Sheen, and we got it right. Number five, I am the Queen of England. That was Gaddafi. I am the Queen of England. I am the Queen of England. Fucking nut job.
Give me liposuction on the bottom eyes. It's cool.
We said Gaddafi's... Number seven, we said Gaddafi said... And you said, every great moment begins with one man. That was actually Charlie Sheen, not Gaddafi. Number eight. These resentments, they are the rocket fuel that lives on the tip of my saber. I didn't read that one.
So did we, like, actually, like, lose the American
We won by one.
Because, I mean, Charlie Sheen.
I woke up at 4 a.m. before dawn. You should be asleep. You're all tired after a sleepless night. That was Gaddafi.
Women, rock star. I mean, what the
and
fuck?
And number 10. This is a cheap test because it fucked up the answers. He did that fucking line. These resentments, they are the rocket fuel that lives on the tip of my saber. I didn't read that. That wasn't in there. Oh. Totally different one.
I didn't read
Sorry, that. Folks. We read a cheap-ass fucking test.
I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
And I need another beer.
Oh, well, let's play another song and we'll...
You owe her a foot, half foot run.
Throw down a countdown.
Yeah, we'll throw down a countdown. One more song. I'm looking. I don't know what to play. I'm looking.
Let me think. Let's go to Mudvayne.
M-U-D-V.
I want some old Mudvayne, some middle Mudvayne.
I want old Mudvayne.
Old Mudvayne?
Yeah. Internal Primates Forever, I think, is a good choice.
What goes along with what I fucking printed today, or yesterday?
You printed some internal primates?
Was it Daylight Primates?
Daylight Primates.
And they had, like, on all the... It was something like that, and, like, on the back some... The names were hilarious. But, Sean came up with, "You want candy, little boy?" Like, that would have been his
name. Of course
name
he would.
For Daylight.
Who else would come
no,
up with
No, it's Daylight Predators. Yeah. Daylight Predators.
Daylight Predators?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, Daylight Predators.
Night Rape.
And
you want some candy, little boy? Oh, fucking Keevan. Colonel Mustard is a Captain Fag. I'll tell you that. No offense.
When he goes to. He was saying on Facebook today, when he goes to a bathroom with a glory hole. He thinks you're supposed to suck the dick instead of stick your dick through the hole.
Yeah.
What?
He said that
you're supposed to suck the dick that's coming through the hole rather than put your dick through the hole.
No, you're supposed to either do the stick your dick through the hole.
What? What?
I didn't learn all that stuff.
Dirty Asians underneath the kneecaps.
That's it all. Folks, we're going to play some Mudvayne.
Hey, remember that time Bobby Boucher some metal.
Internal Promise Forever.
Be right back.
That was Mudvayne with Eternal Primates Forever.
Kids. Kitties.
We were talking about... Everybody should have seen...
decent kick.
Everybody needs to go and watch the big kid fuck up the bully. Uh-oh, she got two of them. And she got Greg Wheatley with her.
Welcome to my domain, sir.
50 or what, man? 50 or what? 50 or what, dude? Come on. 50 or what?
50 or what?
He used to repeat that constantly.
You remember me? Oh!
Bar fell over.
Almost.
It's a family reunion up in here.
Dude, I sat next to this dude's barbecue pit down by the fucking... For a minute to fucking get my shit right.
Yeah.
This guy helped me out that night.
No, I knew this cat in McClure High School.
Yeah. Awesome.
The video, is that what you're about to talk about? The video with the two kids?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Are you talking about, is it, okay, I want to find out if it's from Australia or I want to find out if it's from somewhere else.
I doubt.
Are you talking, yeah, the little kid picks on the big kid. And yeah. The big kid slams the shit out that motherfucker.
Yeah, that's it. The top one.
All right, folks, we're going to pause the music.
What do I owe you?
Nyan.
It's a taxi cab driver that is from Brazil. And he sounds like Michael Jackson when he says sucks.
No carro com Michael Jackson.
What?
No.
Uh-oh.
Isso é uma honra para poucos. Valeu? Fica com uma palhinha aí.
Exactly.
Vai lá.
He was more like a billiard cream from the more soon. Good mouth. I shared the mouth with
you, and I know why. That taxi cab driver from Brazil. The dance on the third and around. She's an eye and a one. But listen to what he says. Who the dance end. On the third and around. Says the shit is not my son.
This is not what I'm talking about. People always show
me. Be careful with you. Game,
don't go around taking you your time. And mother always told me. Be careful, Lord. Be the kind of way to do. Because the Lord begins to screw. Hey, be the kids. Not my blood. She's just a girl. We got an eye and a one.
But the shit is not my son. Que shit is not my son.
Parabéns, tô aqui.
Pô, cara.
Caralho, gostei muito.
I thought we were gonna dude is like blown up over in Brazil.
Like, oh, fuck him. He ain't that good. I vote he's not that good.
I think he sounds more like him than most
really
people.
Good. I vote he's really good for Michael
Jackson.
Drive
around in a car. And what if taxi driver?
No, like, he's good, dude. He's hit notes that were like... Dude. See, this is the thing about like American Idol that he doesn't get. Like,
I don't get American Idol.
Like, I actually listen to the people singing, you know. And there's people that actually can fucking sing on that show. And he's like, hey, dude, it's so fake. And I'm like, no, like, and that guy right there.
It doesn't matter if they can sing. They're like fucking singing up their assholes.
Like a fucking Michael Jackson singing. Song. He would have fucking done it. But at the same time, I mean.
How old is it? How dry is it? How many men died during its construction?
Exactly, kids.
I think that he did a good job on the song, but I think it's a crappy ass song.
But it's not like a wonderful performance,
right?
They were
driving around in a taxi.
That motherfucker only listens to Michael Jackson.
Countdown.
A lot of the world does.
Countdown.
No.
Tonight, six statistically full of shit dangers. The media loves the hype. And why are you guys starting off on number six? On number three?
Oh, shit.
I got to turn back
up a little bit.
What?
Got to turn Clutch up a little bit in the background.
It's not Clutch.
It ain't?
No, it's White Zombie.
Damn. So close. I heard the dinner doom, doom, doom.
What's more dangerous than sharks? What is more dangerous than sharks? Cows.
What?
Cows.
Methane. Because
of bacteria.
More people die from cows than sharks every year.
Because of bad cow disease.
No, just because they walk next to a cow and the cow goes,
just kicks them.
The media loves to get it in on shark action. Like in 2001 when a young boy was attacked by a bull shark in Langdon Beach in Florida, then another attack occurred in the Bahamas. Before you knew it, we were dealing with a full-on shark invasion, the coverage of which was later dubbed the Summer of the Shark. Everyone was so freaked out by the attacks that legislators were actually pushing to pass legislation to deal with the sharks, and they totally did. Actually, it turned out later that the shark attacks were down that year when compared to the previous. The fact is, on average, only one single solitary person in the United States dies from a shark attack each year. A 1 in 3,748,067 chance.
But there's sharks!
But there's sharks!
Sharks!
What should you be afraid of? You want to know what you should be afraid of? What is bloodthirsty, murderous beast that kills about 20 times as many people? Cows. Cows killed 108 people between 2003 and 2008. Holy shit.
Well, look, go to that and go to tennis, because I think tennis is one of, like, the highest, like, injury fucking...
I can totally see how that would be, though, because
everybody thinks
if somebody sees a shark, then they're not going to go near it. Yeah. But if somebody sees a fucking field full of cows, they're going to be like, oh, dude, let's go cow camping. Yeah.
Let's get some shrimp.
They average about 22 deaths a year, or a 1 in 173,871 chance.
Look, the scientists really need to find out about the TKOs they got with the hind foot. Boom, TKO,
dude. I just found some person like,
laid out like UFC. We got some UFC cows out there. It's gonna be good.
Fucking UFC ain't gonna fucking put a hoof through your head. Sharks just don't really attack that many people. Most of the time, they don't even attack people on purpose. They just think you kind of look like their food. Cows, on the other hand, are pretty big and hella strong. They're easily able to crush a fully grown adult. And people around them are far more than the sharks. So more people are around cows and sharks. Right. It just adds up. Number five. What is more dangerous than terrorists? Fireworks.
I could believe that too.
Hey, I was so drunk that night we were shooting off fireworks. I could have killed somebody. I'm sorry.
While it's true that some of the fear has abated a bit since 2001, one doesn't need to look far for people who are horrified of getting caught in the middle of a terrorist attack. In May 2010. As evidenced by the Times Square car bombing attempt in May 2010, or Barack Obama's 12 letter words.
Hey, I feel the same way about 6 letter words.
What is that word? Conscientious that NPR contributor Juan Williams thought he was just echoing everyone else's sentiments when he expressed a fear over seeing traditionally dressed Muslims on airplanes. But Williams wasn't wrong to think others might share his articles start going, what should you be afraid of? Patriotic holidays. Fireworks kill about a dozen people a year, giving you 1 in 479,992% chance. Not percent, but...
I know I get burnt every fucking 4th of July.
66% of those occur on the 4th of July.
Here,
really, there's fire...
Put my beer and watch this.
People get killed shooting fireworks not on the 4th of July?
Hey, dude.
33% of people?
We shot fireworks. Look, I said this on the radio show before. The backyard flooded. We put a piece of fucking plywood on the top of the fucking puddle. And we shot our fireworks from that. We still got burned.
You're 10 times more likely to die from a fire you accidentally set in your home than from a terrorist attack. Number 3, what is more dangerous than elevators? Stairs. Everybody's scared of fucking elevators. Oh, I don't want to get trapped. Stairs more dangerous.
Is it an elevator?
Or is nah, it? Man. I have stairs in my dreams. It's like that H.R. Geiger shit. You're all walking upstairs.
Stairs made out of robot women.
And fuck like that. And it's like, man, I can't go up or I can't go down. I'm just going to fall off upside down.
While they are perfect cinematic devices for sexual tension and surprise character deaths, in reality, elevators are hardly dangerous at all. Only about 6 people a year die in elevator accidents. What should you be afraid of? The stairs. You're more likely to meet your death taking the stairs than riding an elevator. A little less than 2,000 people are killed every year from falling down stairs, giving you a lifetime chance of 1 in 1,818.
See, this is the same thing. I want to find out if they're falling or if they're pushed.
They're falling. They're pushed. Yeah. They slip.
It's like Annie the other day that showed up and had that huge bruise on her ass, like the size of a fucking basketball, because she slipped and fell down the stairs.
Yep.
That was a huge bruise.
Okay, last winter, right? I throw Lucy out in the backyard, and I come back a few minutes later. I fucking throw her in the house. She runs up the
steps.
He's
talking about his dog, by the way.
My dog, Lucy. Yeah. My girlfriend, Lucy.
I put my bitch outside. Put my bitch outside. I never took a shit. And I throw her back in the house.
Anyway, the dog runs in the house. The 3 steps up to my little side porch is covered in ice. I jumped on the first step, and my foot hydroplaned and hit the step above it on my shin, just said, with all my big fat-ass weight.
That would
suck. I don't know how it didn't break my fucking ankle, dude, or break my shin. Imagine your foot hitting the first step, sliding like this, and then your ankle hits the next step up.
I
jumped up on the step and it was covered in ice. I said, nip!
You crammed the fight. That's what it's called. Cram the fight.
I crammed my fucking ankle.
That's a band name. Copyright. Cram the fight.
Alright, I got a new band name.
That's kick ass.
Copyright.
What is
lesser,
it?
Lesser than known, greater than. Yeah. You know what that's from? That's from my fucking phone playing the fucking recordings off the phone. When I put it into my fucking music player. Anyway, number 3. What is more dangerous than heights? Chairs. Turns out you have a 1 in 5,486 chance of being killed from a high place. What should you be afraid of? Falling out of your goddamn chair.
What?
Falling... Falls involving a chair, a bed, or tripping over other furniture kill about 200 people more every year than falls from significant heights. That's crazy.
I don't...
If you're tripping over something or falling out of your chair...
I could see probably
furniture is more deadly than mountains.
Oh, yeah.
You know why? Because people don't go careless around mountains, but they're careless around furniture.
That chair ain't gonna kill me. It's so funny to take a leg out from a chair.
Here, prime fucking example. When I was a kid, I was standing up in a rocking chair and it flipped over. And when it flipped over, the part that it rocks on came down on my hand and chopped my fucking finger off.
What finger?
That middle finger right there. It's
It's mutated.
it's a mutant finger.
Dude, you can never finger a bitch the same way.
Oh, it's a quarter inch
look
less.
Look at that fucking finger, dude.
I got my left hand. I use a different pussy finger than what normal people use.
So you put makeup on it?
A pussy finger?
Yeah.
A pussy finger.
Yeah.
Number 2, what is more dangerous than air travel? Bicycles.
I can see that.
Everybody in the fucking world times 20 rides a bicycle.
Yeah. Bicycles is one in 5,000. Air travel is one about... What? Because of the fact that a plane crash. Only one in 5,862 or less than 700 people a year die in any kind of plane accident compared to... You have a 1 in 4,147 chance of being able to fatally kill yourself on a bike. You're on, dude. I can hear that. Oh, they pulled your microphone cord out.
Or something. My headphones?
Yeah, there we go.
I was like, what the fuck?
Watch the wires, Wheatley.
No, I think it's my cord is just fucked up.
Your cord is fucked up. And... Yeah. Number one, what is more dangerous than a nuclear power plant? How timely. What is more dangerous than
a
nuclear...
A tsunami.
Any... Oh, my... Ladies and gentlemen, in record-breaking number 9, boo.
Who's this man? Boo! You got an astronomical fucking Arnold boo, too.
Why do you cry?
Why do you cry? What is more dangerous than a nuclear power plant besides a tsunami?
Brian smelt.
Two airplanes crashing into a building.
Every other kind of power plant. There has only been 330. Wait. The radiation released at Chernobyl was the equivalent of 1/6 of a chest x-ray. That's at Three Mile Island. Basically, it's saying more people have died mining coal than in nuclear accidents, kids.
Speaking of miners, I
oh, no.
No.
Oh, no.
I heard that they're supposed to come out with, like, a TV show or, like, a reality show.
Yeah, yeah,
a
reality show.
The coal miner deal.
More people have died from windmill blades flying off their hinges than in nuclear accidents.
Whoa. I don't even want to think about it.
Too late. It's already in your head.
I'm going to sit in my front yard until my grass burns.
I think we should wrap it up, kids.
There's okay, whose underpants are showing?
There's a party over here.
Oh, damn. I'm good.
Not really. Don't let Barnum and them when anybody knows a party over anywhere. Folks, what should we end the song with? I already know the show is called Too Soon. I already know that.
I say let's end this with Mastodon's. We're gonna end this with Mastodon and.
Yep.
I say we play America the Beautiful.
Blood and Thunder.
Did we all do that?
No.
Yes, we did.
Oh man, I don't know. I don't got that no more. Like that was.
Testament? No. Superjoint, Static X,
no.
Soundgarden, Soulfly.
No. Go.
Smashing
no.
Puppets, Slipknot.
I gotta go. No. We're going to fucking. What I said before. Go to Mastodon, Blood and Thunder.
Malevolent Creation.
We just
creation.
Played that. I'm saying we just played that.
Malevolent Creation?
Yes, we did.
Not last week.
Not last week, the week before, dude.
So the song is so cool.
Play some Napalm Death.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay, I won.
You gotta twist the knife slowly.
No, I don't. My Napalm Death is not in here.
I gotta get that shit.
What about Malevolent Creation?
I think we played them a couple weeks ago too.
What about Suffocation?
Defecation.
Mutiation.
Sumatification. Oh.
Japanimation.
Ah. Dude, man.
Oh, I got
to
breathe.
It's like, no, dude. It's like, that's another name for Anna.
Move this man.
I don't know, man.
Jesus Christ.
I'm going to play Probots.
You know, I'm going to name a band called that.
Throwbots?
Japanimation.
You're going to Throwbots?
Probot.
Oh, Probot?
Yeah, Dave Grohl's deal. Right. I saw some video.
I'm down for Probot.
What about right. Jack Johnson?
Okay, I'll just pick every song in the world.
Jack, you're Johnson right in the face.
You're going to jack my Johnson bastard. In my face?
Yeah.
Oh, this show needs to end
Your
now.
Thigh's never going to feel the same way.
Episode 96. Too soon? This is Probot with Red War.
When pink knees go brown.
Dirty Asians underneath the kneecaps.
No, it wasn't that.
Bye now.